Justin Wayne.
One of my favorite bands that has come through the Justin Wayne Show doors, the proverbial doors, or the proverbial mail slot, Stevie and the Moon. They are from Edinburgh. They're absolutely fantastic. That is from is the B-side or the other A-side, because they don't have A-side and B-sides anymore. It's double A-side, they call them. But it's a double A-side with Wolves, which is that song, and then another tune, great tune called Rainbows. And maybe if you're lucky, we'll play that a little bit later on in the show, because it's a great tune as well. I just love his voice. It's just amazing. I'd love to see him live when they come down. When they do come down, I'm going to try and get to see them when they are around. And I would open a web page. I would open a web page and check when they're coming down. But it might crash the broadcast server again, because I'm just broadcasting through my phone. Through my little phone. It's my little cute phone. So yeah, we'll just continue on. This tune, this band was the rhythm section for a lot of late 70s, early 80s soul and bands and things like this. No, I do not want to do a software update right now. What's the deal with that? Wednesdays. Wednesdays, computers want to do software updates. Maybe it's just the computers that I've had, but it seems like every freaking computer that I've had wants to do a software update on a Wednesday. That's when I do my show. Computer, can you... I'm like doing stuff. Can't tell that I'm doing stuff. Anyway, sorry. I just wanted to share that with someone. Anyway, I happen to have a microphone in my face at the moment. Anyway, this particular band was the rhythm section for a lot of cool funk and soul bands of the late 70s and early 80s. And then they had a big car accident. They were just about to release this album. And then the lead singer, or one of the brothers, they're called the Sales Brothers. One of the brothers ended up in a car accident in the hospital for almost a year. And 20 years later, they released it. In 2000, what was it? It was a year ago now. So was it 2010 or 2009? It seems like it's been a while since they've released this album. This album is amazing. It was recorded in Los Angeles, or in the hills north of Los Angeles, in a pool room, in a big pool room. And I think it was recorded in an empty, some of the vocals were done in the sort of pool without the water in it, which is kind of cool. But just an amazing funk band. They used to play with the Tin Machine. Is that what it's called? Oh, man. It's David Bowie. David Bowie's the side project, Tin Machine. They played with them, and they played with lots and lots of other people. If you go check out thesalesbrothers.com, you can find out more about them. They're really, really interesting to read up on and check out. Certainly, if they would have gone big back in, I believe it was 83 and 84, they were going to replace the Blues Brothers on the Saturday Night Live as a band. So anyway, let's play them for you now. They're called the Sales Brothers. This tune is called Buzz in Your Hive. Enjoy the cool retro. We just watched the old Blues Brothers film, and I would do a quote for you, but I'll mess it up, and I won't. So let's just do it, because if you haven't seen the Blues Brothers, the original one, it's good. Sales Brothers, Buzz in Your Hive, Just Dwayne Show, Recharge Radio.
This is Recharged Radio.
Do it.
Find us at rechargedradio.com.
You bring me down. Old man, old down, you hold me down. Old man, you bring me down, but I wanna love you forever.
Across the screen, define this notion
back and forth and in between, like my emotion, and I know you're never gonna understand. Waved your hips and stole the breath that I was taking. I touched your lips and held your hand when they were shaking. Look how we fall upon our knees. How we forgot it. These empty halls held our disease before we caught it. Now out the door and down the stairs from your apartment, I wouldn't have let you leave.
Andrew Bell. He was on if I let it start playing anyway. Stop it. I will control you, music. Andrew Bell had quite a few songs at the end of not this season, but last season of Grey's Anatomy. Not that I watched that show ever. Maybe I do. This season was pretty awful though, I have to admit. It didn't really redeem itself near the end like I thought it might. There you go. That's what you get for watching crappy Thursday evening television, I guess. But it takes our mind off things, doesn't it? It does. Right. So let's talk. We've got a couple of different songs here. We're going to sort of go into that sort of glam indie. Is that a genre yet? I like making up genres because I don't really understand how the whole genre thing works. When people say, oh, that's definitely in that genre and that's definitely in this genre, I don't know. I think it's sort of genre is in the eye of the beholder, if I may. If I may say so on live internet radio, well, genre is in the eye of the beholder. That's what I believe. And so here's a couple, two, if not three, sort of glam indie tracks from bands that are sort of using that cool, or the, you might call them Brit indie, sort of Brit pop indie sort of thing going on here. This first one is from a band called Anger vs. the Bear. Then we're going to hear from a band that's now defunct called The Answering Machine, but they're still kicking around. One of the guys works for the record label they're on now, which is Heist or Hit Records, which is a fantastic record label, indie record label out of London here. I have yet to meet those guys, though. I need to meet them sometime. That would be kind of fun. And then The Apple War, who I haven't heard from in bloody ages, as they would say here in England. From bloody ages. I haven't heard from them. I need to, because they were going to send me a t-shirt ages, like years ago. They were going to send me a t-shirt. I'll tell you what, if you send me a t-shirt of your band, I'll send you a Justin Wayne Show t-shirt. How's that sound? Let's get that out there. Titty Bingo. I bet I could get a Titty Bingo t-shirt if I sent them Justin Wayne Show t-shirt, and then we can take pictures of ourselves in the t-shirt in some place interesting. Maybe that's too much to do, but that sounds like fun. Let's see how that works out. Any band, if you want a Justin Wayne Show t-shirt, you send me one of your t-shirts and I'll send you a Justin Wayne Show t-shirt, and then we'll take pictures of ourselves in places maybe other than the studio. Like I'll go out of the studio and take a picture of myself wearing a t-shirt somewhere. That'd be fun. That sounds like a fun game. Let's do that. All right. I'm going to put that up on the website now and see if we can get people into it. I haven't had any takers on the Skype discussions this week. If you're listening to the podcast, you want to partake in that, come join us next week. It's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on a Wednesday. I know there's lots of podcast listeners out there. I got lots of letters from last week's show, which was about the London riots. So thank you to those of you that sent me little notes and things on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and all that sort of MySpace, where that sneaks in there sometimes. And on the email and all that kind of thing. And I would like to say hello to the band Till Death. Yeah, sorry, Till Death. But yes, who sent me a very nice letter, and I will play a song of theirs in just a moment right now. However, it's The Answer Machine. It's over. Oh, sorry. It's Anger Versus the Bear first, then The Answer Machine, then The Apple War, and then we'll get on some Till Death, because they're fantastic. And in this sort of glam indie genre, it's Just a Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
To be driven, not controlled.
What little faith you have in things beyond the neon glare. What you don't see doesn't mean it isn't really there. Warning signs, crimp your hair, check your pulse while it's still there. On the phone with so and so, call them back, you're home alone. A bird of prey swarmed the buildings and the city square. How about a game? And if you guess my name, I'll leave this place. At your door now, your eyes deceive you. Oh, in the darkness, how could anybody do it? Turn up the volume on your receiver. If they don't hear you, who in God's name would believe you? Warning signs, bite your nails like candy corn. Recite a prayer, heaven sigh. Hell away, try and pretend that it's still day.
And once again, if any artists want to get in on that little t-shirt deal, send me a t-shirt. I'll send you a t-shirt. Email me, justin@rechargeradio.com. That'd be kind of fun, I think. Let's do that. That'd be fun indeed. Fun indeed. If you want to get your Justin Wayne Show t-shirt, head over to thejustinwayneshow.com or justinwayneshow.com. Any of those sort of denominations of as such. There's a yellow button on there that says, get my t-shirt, and you can get yours. That'd be kind of fun. I've got one. Have you got one? The wife's got one. Lots of people have got one. Randy hasn't got one yet because I haven't sent him one. He needs to get one, though, because he deserves a t-shirt. Mr. Randy Combs. Always in the chat room. Just seems like a guy and has done a lot. It's very, you know, become a very close personal friend over the years, and definitely needs a t-shirt from the Justin Wayne Show. I'll see him in it. I'll have to get his size, Sir Mr. Combs. Give us your t-shirt size. We'll sort that out for you. Right. What have we got? We've got about 22 minutes left of this show. And then, of course, Rodrigo de Sá and the Ireland Music Show is on after me. Let's play another song we haven't played in forever. Let's play Scream Scream by the Battle Royale. They're from Minnesota as well. Well, as me. I am from Minnesota, and so are they. They're called the Battle Royale. This is Scream Scream, the Justin Wayne Show.
Well, we were scream, scream, scream in the heat of the night. As a hungry ass, we're changing left and right. Can you lend me a helping hand? I'm growing up, can't you understand? Well, we was poor, swinging, singing in Minnesota. As the rain came in from out of the Dakotas, I never knew where you were from. But I loved you, loved you like I never loved you. speakers and we're winding up straight in your sneakers. I'm dancing like every song he spins his piss, or like all my dance heroes would if they exist. And yeah, it's sad that you think that we're all just seamsters, and even if we were, it's not the scene you're thinking of. Just taking props from 90s boy band fashions, all crop tops and testosterone passion. If there's one thing I could never confess, it's that I can't dance a single step. With you, but I don't think right now you care about anything at all. And if only there were clothes on the floor, I feel for certain I was bedroom dancing. And it's all flailing limbs at the front line. Every single one of us is twisted by design, and dispatches from the back of my mind says so long as we're here, everything is alright. If there's one thing I could never confess, is that I can't dance a single step.
Song just then, Los Campesinos, You, Me, Dancing, goes out to a good friend of mine who is now a father. A little frightening that friends of mine are becoming fathers. His name is Jason. He's done copywriting and stuff for the JustinWayneShow.com. He's helped out and done reviews and all those sorts of stuff. Has seen bands in Chicago. And now as a father to one Gavin Cantrell Ober, who is 8 pounds, 12 ounces. Very big congratulations to both Jason and Courtney. Fantastic stuff. So well done. And, I won't now. You know what? No, we're not going to go there. I'm not going to say goofy, crazy things about my friends. But yes, congratulations to those guys. It's been I know that they've, you know, it's been a pregnancy. I was gonna say it's been a long pregnancy. It's been about 9 months. Anyway, I guess I get a bit awkward when you talk about pregnancy, because it's going to be something that's going to happen in my life relatively soon, in the next couple of years or so, hopefully. Hopefully not in the next year or so. That would be nice. Well, but anyway, so yes, so congratulations to the Obers and to all of the grandparents, the new grandparents and all that sort of stuff. I think it's the first grandparent, grandbaby in that family. In both families. So, yay. Right. Let's do it. Let's move on. I was going to play a song for him, but I couldn't quite find a proper song to play for him. But let's do this one. It's by a band called Boy. It's a good song. It's called To the Sea. And take him to the sea. I think I said on his Facebook page, you have to keep him away from all the evils of video games, because Jason likes video games. So he won't keep him away from video games. I wouldn't have thought. Video games are fun. Who doesn't like video games? This is, once again, it's Boy, To the Sea, Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio. Congrats, guys! Never the Bride. This is the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks very much for listening this week. It is now time for the Island Music Show. It has just crossed 10. Yeah, okay, we're actually hitting the minutes and the seconds now. Yes, so it's time for the Island Music Show. Thank you very much to all of you that tuned in. Thank you for listening to the podcast as well, guys. And if you are waiting for the Island Music Show and listening live, just give me just a moment to switch it over. As I've said before, my internet at the moment is just barely there, so I might just take just a minute. We'll see you next week here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.